Just as today's psalm is one of overwhelming thanksgiving, I come today from Kamrick in that same spirit. Also, just as the psalm acknowledges the roaring seas and the noise of the nations, we are all aware of many of those harsh realities today, like what was mentioned about the environmental devastation and human suffering in Gaza and Palestine. But I think today's scriptures lean predominantly toward reminding us of how much there is to be grateful for, the hope we can find in God, particularly as we are reminded of God's infinitely beautiful and vast creation. So I'm drawn to share that I'm grateful to God and to this body, this community of Evergreen Mennonite, which is part of the little bit larger Washington Mennonite Fellowship and in turn part of the Pacific Northwest Mennonite Conference and so on, as these conglomerations get bigger and find ways of connecting. I am grateful for the way God is guiding groups of diverse faiths, including ours, to come together to work for peace. I'm grateful for how these bodies are finding ways to heed the multiple ministries of reconciliation as ambassadors representing Christ in each of our individual spheres and communal efforts, as Paul calls out. During my 2.5 years now at Kamrick, I'm continuously and overwhelmingly, I think I would say, just grateful for how I see that God has led the Washington Mennonite Fellowship community to establish and care for and share this space. And I'm humbled by the countless ways that I see how Kamrick, that through Kamrick, this small community of Washington Mennonite Fellowship is invited to be prominent ambassadors representing Christ and our Anabaptist community. There's a lot of potential and energy right now and at camp that I hope y'all come see and experience soon. But I think even though this is the message today is of overwhelming hope and energy and thankfulness, there's also lamentations and reminders of how important it is to show how we can grow and improve and encourage others to do so along us. I'd never heard the hymn we sang today, the Touch the Earth Lightly. It seemed, I believe it was written by someone in New Zealand, very connected with the earth and with indigenous communities there. And as many of you know, I think Camp Kamrick has a lot of, one of the biggest values there is around land stewardship, following the call to care for creation and do that together as a community, not only the churches, but the neighborhood that we're in, the region that we're in. And the second verse here that talks, we who endanger, the second verse of this hymn says, we who endanger, who create hunger, agents of death for all of creatures that live. That came to mind as, well, one of the exciting things that we're doing right now at camp is starting to bring fire back to the land as a method of caring for the forest and restoring the forest to what it was like 100, 150 years ago before new groups of people arrived here and started fighting against the natural cycles of the region and not paying attention to what had been done previously by people living here that had more experience and connection to the land. So that's one of the exciting things we're doing right now, in response to ways our communities have harmed the land by fighting against fire, by not working to help and assist the forest health. I believe I've heard that even after it was part of Camp Camrec, there was a lot of energy around, no, we shouldn't touch it, just let it be. But little by little, we've been learning it's important to take action toward caring for that space. A more recent example of where Camp Camrec might have hurt the land and species there has come up as we're working on engaging with local agencies around conservation. It was brought up to me that when we built our meadow, we had actually damaged a whole section of wetland, which now gives us the opportunity to work on that. And so we're starting the to take steps toward doing a wetland restoration project. And not on our own, it's working together with other community partners that are doing the same. And it gives us the opportunity, I think, to demonstrate what can be done and to share with others why it's important to do that. So we too have harmed, but we're working on backtracking and finding ways to repair. We could see it as reconciliation with the land, try to work together to bring that back. And it gives us an opportunity to engage more as neighbors in those efforts. So we've had moments of oops, but now there's that energy and conscious work toward reconciliation with the land. And this past year, I believe last year I talked a lot about connections and relations with other Mennonite and Anabaptist communities and reconnecting amongst Washington and Mennonite Fellowship. This year, I think the focus has been more on connecting in our immediate surrounding communities, partnering with conservation agencies to improve our forest health and to continue following the about 2 decades worth of forest health work that had been done by previous volunteers, to the point where now we're being recognized by federal, state, local conservation agencies and as a model for what private landowners should be doing around that land. So they're now reaching out to us asking if they can come do demonstrations and show people what can be done. And we actually were chosen to host a prescribed fire workshop to demonstrate what the historical way of caring for the land had been and how important that aspect is. So that's on the conservation side of things. I think another focus has been on improving our radical hospitality and access to retreat space and outdoor spaces. Last year, we hosted Pacifica Foundation, which is a nonprofit here in Seattle that focuses on creating interfaith dialogue. And I believe most of the families there are of Turkish origin, a lot, so that they have left violent situations and are here, a lot of them as asylees and refugees. And they were excited to find a place that welcomed them to so that they could gather as a community. They stayed at camp for about 3 weeks total last year with different age groups. And following that, they invited us, the Washington Mennonite Fellowship, to participate in events that they were hosting. So that's been exciting to follow up on that, and I hope to be sharing those invitations a little bit more broadly with you all too, of what is stemming from that camp space. We're also working more on connecting with the Spanish-speaking communities in the Wenatchee area. Mainly immigrant families that again don't usually have access to outdoor recreation spaces or spaces to rest and rejuvenate and connect with faith. So we actually hosted our camp hosted our two first Spanish-speaking events One ended up being all women, and they were there for 4 days, and felt at home, and look, and they're looking forward to coming back. And the other group was single mothers and their children. So this was their first time ever going out as a family to a space like this. And again, from those groups, their main expression was, "We've never felt welcome in a space like this." And we've been, there's an organization here in Seattle called Casa Latina, a large nonprofit that works with immigrant women mainly, that work in, I believe mainly in cleaning jobs, and that also don't ever get an opportunity to rest and connect with community. And so that's a group of 60 people that are coming out in June, and again they've never felt like they could work with a space like this, that they were welcome. One of the main things that they're grateful for is someone that speaks Spanish, someone that's a space that's not forcing them to believe one way or another, and a space that works with them to create a menu that they feel comfortable with, that's culturally what they hope for, the radical hospitality. So I just wanted to share those examples of what's happening around stewardship of the land, around how we're being hospitable, but also how we're participating. We're not only receiving people at camp, we're also going out into the local communities because we're being invited. So there's also interfaith dialogue groups in that area that now the Mennonite camp is being invited to represent Mennonites, and there's groups of different faith leaders, there's groups around conservation, there's organizations that are working more on affordable housing, and we're little by little being included as Washington Mennonite Fellowship and what in social and environmental and faith related activities in the area. Another thing that has been really wonderful and kind of and bringing a lot of life to camp is a community potluck. That's one reason why I have to rush back to camp this afternoon. We're having our monthly community potluck, and that usually is about 30 people, sometimes 40, from the different surrounding towns. Usually half the group only speaks English and half the group only speaks Spanish. And they're drawn to the camp because they feel it's a special place. They feel the expression is that they feel God is there. Even everyone is from different faith backgrounds or no faith backgrounds. There's something there that keeps bringing people back, and a lot of it is food and that the spirit and the outdoor space. So again, want to end this time by saying thank you for being part of that, for being part of laying all that out, creating it, praying for that. And I'd like to end by reading the camp's mission. I don't know how often you see it. I probably read it maybe 3 times a week, sometimes 4 times a week, and every time I just think, I can't believe that this mission is here and that this community is doing this. So I invite you to stay excited or increase your excitement around what Washington Mennonite Fellowship is doing through camp, and invite you to continue participating. So at our mission of Camp Camrick. In thanks for all the gifts we receive from God, we will nurture children in the love of God, the love of others, and the love of creation. Welcome adults to a place and spiritual framework for rest and restoration. care for this beautiful part of creation and the extended landscape around us. Embody Anabaptist Mennonite values of peacemaking, simple living, service, and community. So yes, there's a lot going on in our individual worlds, in the collective world, and it's important for us to be engaged with all of it. There's also this that's happening here and now, and we are all part of it. Thank you.